The town board meeting for the town of Black Swamboat order on Wednesday, February 6th at 1 p.m. Members of the board present, media has been notified. Please stand for the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Need a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve the agenda. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Approval of vouchers of general fund 51099 to 51160 and of the ambulance fund of 1770 to 1778.
I will move to approve those.
I'll second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve the vouchers. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Approval of the minutes of the January 23rd, 2019 regular town board meeting.
I'll approve for approval as read.
And I'll second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve the minutes of January 23rd, 2019. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Treasurer's report.
Well, the taxes have been coming in hand over fist. By the end of the month, I have collected over $7,300,000, and now since the 1st of February, probably close to another million. So, but we are now through collecting. The rest of the taxes will then go to the county, so. Anyway, so then, other than that, nothing too much happening. In the regular account, we have $3,521,765.15. And in the ambulance account, we have $479,881.01.
I'll move for approval of the treasurer's report.
And I'll second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve the treasurer's report. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Number nine, public comment on agenda items. Seeing none, we'll move on to number 10, second reading and adoption of ordinance 19-01, an ordinance to adopt an amendment to the update to the town of Black Swamboat comprehensive plan. We had the first reading at our last meeting. This would be the second reading. Any other discussion or a motion to waive?
I'll move to waive the second reading of the ordinance. And I would move for a vote to approve the amended ordinance as read.
Is there a second?
I'll second that, yes.
Motion's been made and seconded to waive the second reading and adopt ordinance 19-1, ordinance to amend the town of Black Swamboat comprehensive plan. We need a roll call vote. Mr. Meyer?
Aye.
Mr. Hanson?
Aye.
Gaulke?
Aye.
Motion carries. Item number 11, reset date and time for special town meeting regarding fire hall construction. What happened was we set a date and time for a special town meeting at our last meeting or a couple of meetings ago. The calendars, which I, myself, the clerk, and the deputy clerk have in this office, being they were new to 2019, had two pages of the month of January. So when we flipped them over, we thought we were in February, but we were actually in January, so the date would have been incorrect. So now we need to reset a date and time for a new, or for a reschedule the town meeting. It's my understanding the Glenn Morris, the architect, is going to be out of town. Now, I guess it's up to the board. We did get to receive a letter from the citizens group with some concerns. It's up to the board on if they would like to reschedule that meeting while he's out of town, once he gets back, or what you would like to do.
I think the more people we have present at that meeting, the better off we're going to be. And the the people who are going to carry the majority of the tax burden on this are the ones who are not here this time of year. So I think we ought to consider moving it out to a point where they can be here and they can have a chance to tell us how they want us to spend the money.
That's true, Bob. They're taxpayers, but they wouldn't be voting at the meeting.
That's correct. They're not voters, but they should have some input on how we spend their money. I think they need to have a voice in this, even if they don't have a vote.
Well, I look at it maybe a little bit different as whether they're in agreement with it or not. We are in the need of it. I think the whole purpose of the meeting is to educate the people. I mean, that's why we have this meeting. I know we have quite a few representing the fire department here today. I'm sure the chairman would be more than happy to open it up.
Open it up, and if anybody has any comments or questions, you know, feel free. Jim?
Oh, is there any feedback from the county on that new committee that they formed regarding the possible countywide ambulance service?
I'm on that committee. We met yesterday, and we are just at this point trying to establish what the needs of the towns in this county are. We're going to be contacting people town by town to find out what local needs are before we decide what it is we're going to do. We don't want to be duplicating efforts and offering unnecessary services. We want to be in the business of trying to support the towns rather than competing with them for the same job.
So in other words, the egg has been hatched, but nowhere near taken out of the nest yet.
Right, right. The County Emergency Services Director is on that committee as well, so we have we have good information from him. Jim Galloway, you familiar with him?
I hired him.
Charlene?
I'm assuming that you're talking about SPS 330? That has not come up yet? Okay. There was an article in Lakeland Times January 29th. And basically it said that the number of training hours for firefighters has been increased in Wisconsin, and volunteer departments have not even been able to meet the previous recommendations, requirements. And I'm thinking that perhaps the size increase for the Lac-Flambeau Fire Department might be modified and or monies needed increased or decreased depending on these new rulings and how stringent they will be to the volunteer departments. The timing of this decision is fortuitous. If the town waits a bit longer and considers what new impact changes of the 2019 SPS 330 rule will have on volunteer fire departments, maybe there's going to be state or federal monies available. And it certainly can't be argued that the training is less important for our volunteers, as all firefighters need to face fires according to their individual training levels, and lives are at stake. I mean, I would think that and Glenn Morrison would need to be part of that for sure if they would rearrange or change the size or manipulate the plans, depending. I mean, according to that article, not only did they change the requirements, but they made it harder for smaller volunteer departments to comply. They've been, they were like maybe giving them more leniency, and now not anymore, according to that article.
Yeah, according to the article, they've eliminated the grace period for getting the training done. And I think what we're looking at there is another idea that came out of the state legislature in Madison, and they paid no attention to what goes on out in the outer reaches of the state, and they're endangering our fire departments. I think that
Yeah, I mean...
That's something we could weigh in on as a board.
I believe that it's hard to get volunteers, and if these volunteers have other jobs, these training, but I'm not saying they shouldn't be trained. It's important for them to be trained. So, that's the dilemma. And the new rulings have a lot to do with the fire departments that are intact, not volunteer, that they're paid, and they have three different shifts, and they can send their people out to get trained. This is difficult.
Well, I think a lot of this, and Tom, you can probably correct me if I'm wrong, it's more of a size issue in that we need room for the equipment and trucks and apparatuses that we have. We're still, it's a volunteer fire department. We have the volunteer ambulance department. The ambulances are actually going to be staying in the old building. It's a 1980s, early 80s addition that's on there. So it's a matter of size to give us some room to move in there. State legislatures, they come down with new things every year. If we wait for legislatures to stop, well, we're never going to get anything done.
But this is already on the books. This is already happening.
Correct.
I'm thinking that there may be a possibility that it has to be bigger, or configured differently.
Well, that would be an awful large step for this town to make if we're going to go to a full-time paid fire department. I don't think that's in anybody's budget, and it's not just lack of Lambeau. We have the chief of Winchester here. I'm just saying is I could pull every fire chief into this meeting or in this conversation. That's going to be a really hard sell to staff. That would way more than double the burden or the cost of what this town does. I mean, way over.
But so, if we have no department at all, our insurance is...
I don't believe it ever said anywhere in that. I read the article too. Nowhere in there did it say that we were not going to have a department. Requirements are going to change. I don't even know if it's so much the requirements. It's just the time frame of when you have to be certified, of what your actual duties will be on a fire ground. So I think you're maybe misunderstanding is we are trained, we do train.
Yes, but I'm assuming that all of the volunteer fire departments have training. They just need so much more that it's making it hard to even continue.
We might be getting a little bit off track here with the conversation, and that the agenda item is to reset a new date and time for a special town meeting to discuss the construction and deny approval, whatever the townspeople decide, of the new fire station. And yes.
What kind of a timeline is it by the time you have a special meeting, it's approved and it's a go, before the ground would be broken or actual construction?
I guess I don't have it.
Do we have any ideas?
I don't have that for you. Just with my background in construction, I would suspect that you could have the meeting once you have the approval. The architect, for the most part, should have most everything put together. He would just have to complete and get the state approved plans. I would think that by sometime mid-end next summer, you could break ground and have something started. I would hope.
This summer, yes.
Mike?
Yeah, I thought that was the hope, that we could at least break ground.
Correct.
By the end of summer, so yep. That we could get a shell up.
Because once you have that up, then once you have that up, you can work through the winter. You know, if it's enclosed, the outside's the outside, the inside is the major part of the work on something like that.
Right.
Jim?
Are there any grants to pursue ahead of time so we won't have to go to the taxpayers for $1.5 million, $1.75 million, or when do we do that?
Not that I'm aware of right now. There is funding through the state trust fund that we can go to But actually, as I think it was brought up at the last meeting, some of the banks are even giving better than what that is. So, gentlemen, what would you,
Glenn's gonna be back?
Well, he's gonna be a couple of months, correct? 2 months, so by the end of April, which would be right around, if I look at it, around the 22nd of April.
Yep, April 22nd, which is a Monday.
I'll move to set the meeting at the, for the special meeting on the 22nd. We'll do that in the evening, what, 6 o'clock or something?
That's fine. So it would be to set the time and date of April 22nd at 6, correct?
For here?
For a special town meeting.
But I mean held here?
Held, yeah. They'd be there held here. Special town meeting. I'll let you finish. I just want to make sure that we get it correct.
I made the motion.
Need a second?
I'll second.
I'll second.
Motion been made and second to set the date and time for a special town meeting for the Fire Station 1 remodel construction for April 22nd, 2019.
6 p.m.
At 6 p.m. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
I'm going to present a motion as well that we notify the property owners who are absent at this time of year.
It's very expensive.
By mail, just notify them by mail that we're having this meeting and that they can be here to present their views if they want.
Just to be aware that the cost for sending that out would be $3,000.
Well, we're talking about 1.75 million. 3,000 doesn't sound like much.
I guess when the school built their addition, I didn't get a notice. Okay, there's a motion on the floor to notify by mail the, what would be the taxpayers off of the tax roll?
Yeah.
Take it, okay.
Yeah.
The taxpayers off of the tax roll of the meeting. And am I getting that all correct?
Yeah,
okay.
That's good.
Okay, motion. Is there a second? Is there a second? Third time, is there a second? Hearing none, motion fails. Item number 12, discussion approval bartender's license applications for Lisa Cadu, Megan Marks, John Peterson.
I'm gonna split this up a little bit. I will make a motion for the Purdue and Megan Marks because there didn't seem to be an issue there. I do have an issue with Mr. Peterson. Is Mr. Peterson here today? No. And I would just move for approval of these two. If Mr. Peterson is really interested in pursuing that as a career, I surely wouldn't want to be the guy to hold him back from it. But I really wish that he would be here in person so that we could actually ask some questions. Does that make sense?
That makes sense.
So I would move for the approval of Lisa Cadu and Megan Marks to be approved for their liquor licenses. And at this time,
bartenders.
I would deny Mr. Peterson until he presents himself before this board.
And I'll second that.
Okay, a motion been made and seconded to approve bartender's license applications for Lisa Cadu and Megan Marks. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion carried. We need a motion to adjourn at 1:17.
So moved.
Second. Motion been made and seconded to adjourn. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carried. Thank you all for coming.